This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Let's talk about ways to reduce your insurance cost in 2026. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage and the author of The Creative Method of Wealth Generation. You can find out more about those books at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But nothing has raised my blood pressure more in the past couple of years than the exponential rise of insurance costs on my expense P&L for our self-storage projects and other real estate I'm in, for that matter. Now, this expense is going to keep on rising. Even though last year, 2025, we had a relatively calm weather event year. Excuse me out there on the West Coast, that wasn't your experience. But make no mistake, there's going to be more frequent and more costly weather events happening in the foreseeable future. Last week on the Inner Circle, I had Terry Campbell, who works for Johnson Insurance Company, who specializes in self-storage insurance placement, come on and talk to the members there to coach us on how we can reduce our insurance cost. And I found it so helpful, I thought I'd share it with you right now. Shout out to Terry Campbell. Thank you, sir. So in no particular order, I'm going to come up with some ideas that were shared, and I'll briefly touch on them. Well, one is consider having master policies. If you have more than one storage facility, especially if your storage facilities are in different geographical areas or different markets, you could explore the premium of packaging and bundling them all together and having one master policy on all your self-storage projects. With this, the insurance companies tend to like this because it allows them to spread their risk over different markets, different parts of the country, and different projects. It reduces their risk, and sometimes that results in lower premiums for you. Now, this is common sense, but I really never thought about it too much in terms of insurance, and that is having security upgrades. Make sure you focus, one, on your security features at your storage facility, and two, you make sure that your insurance company knows about them. Some of the obvious things are fencing, gates, cameras. Big one that insurance companies like to see are keypads on doors and entryways into buildings with hallways in them. Even smart locking systems can be a benefit that can help you reduce your insurance costs. Now, a really good time to do this is when you're renovating or when you're putting a project into service. Don't overlook security features, and don't overlook making sure your insurance company knows about what security features you have. Now, another biggie, of course, keep in mind, Terry's a insurance agent. But another biggie is making sure you have an insurance agent that understands self-storage. I've seen this play out in two different ways, and I've personally experienced it myself. One is your insurance agent doesn't know much about storage and is used to insuring office buildings, retail buildings, industrial buildings, etc. And I often see way too much insurance on self-storage projects, like it's overinsured. The second way is, and I see this quite frequently with us smaller investors, that is that we built, let's say, a storage facility 8-10 years ago, $40-$45 a square foot. We know what it costs to build it. We insured as our replacement cost. Maybe it's gone up. Replacement costs going up a little in your insurance policy, maybe not. But you need to know in today's numbers what it's going to cost you to replace those buildings, because I've seen many smaller investors really underinsured. Now, the third thing he talked about, and keep in mind, Terry is an insurance agent, but he said it's important to, in his opinion, have one agent out there, independent agent, pricing it, rather than multiple independent agents all going to the same carriers. And the reason is, a good agent will get multiple bids from multiple carriers, figure out what the lowest one is, then go back to those same carriers and give them another shot at beating the lowest bid. He said if you have multiple people hitting the same carriers with the same projects, you tend not to get as competitive a rates. You make your own decision on that one, but I thought I'd share it with you. You've heard me harp about tenant insurance. Well, here's another reason to have tenant insurance. It can lower your insurance costs. Why? Well, because insurance companies feel like they have another barrier between them and your customers. Now, I know in your leases it says that you're not responsible for what tenants store in their buildings. True. However, that does not stop a customer or a tenant from suing you if something happens. Let's say, and we're going to talk about this in a minute, but let's say water seeps into their unit through the roof. Just because your lease says that, that doesn't mean they're not going to try to sue you. And even if you win, the insurance company is had to hire an attorney and go to court. Your premiums go up. Tenant insurance can often result in lower insurance premiums for you because insurance companies feel safer. Now let's talk about deductibles. I've talked a few times about having as high a deductible as you're comfortable with. We tend to have $10,000 deductibles. Some of Terry's customers have $100,000 deductibles. Now, that's a little outside my pay grade right there, but as high a deductible as you're comfortable with. But here's something I did learn from that phone call. Terry's suggestion was that any potential claim, you would not make that claim with the insurance company. He says the rule of thumb is 3 times your deductible. So I'm going to rethink deductibles maybe. But that would mean for me, if it's $30,000 or less, I would just go on and pay rather than make the claim, because over a period of 5 years or so, it's going to cost me more money to make that claim and have my rates go up than it is just to go on and fix it. So we may start having our deductibles determined around 3 times, funding any claim that's 3 times the deductible. We may keep the $10,000, but I now have another benchmark number I didn't have before that call. Now, another one he talked a lot about, frankly, was making sure your facility is safe. Liability is one of the biggest claims that these insurance companies have in self-storage facilities, not just weather events. And he really stressed, if you have gutters, make sure your gutters remain clean. Because if they're plugged up, and we're having heavier rain events, as everyone knows, and more frequent heavy rain events, the water will seep over under the roof and into the units. Now, again, we all know that our leases say, and they usually initial, that we're not responsible for their stuff, but that does not stop a customer or a tenant from hiring an attorney, and the attorney claiming negligence and going to court and saying that clause is invalid because of the landlord's or the owner's negligence. Even if you win in court, you lose in insurance because the insurance company has had to fund a legal procedure and your rates go up. Make sure sidewalks are even. Make sure sidewalks have salt on them if in icy or snow events. Make sure the snow's shoveled off the sidewalks. All of the common sense things that you may or may not do make a huge difference in long-term insurance costs for you in the self-storage business. Make sure you and your employees especially are trained on how to keep your eyes open for making sure your facility is safe. We make sure our insurance companies know if we have screw down roofs, they are examined twice a year, and faulty screws that have failed or seals are cracking are replaced. We take keeping our facility safe and watertight very important. And finally, I know this is about reducing costs, but let's talk about three insurance riders, maybe four, but three insurance riders that are must. The first is what I've always called wrongful disposition. Now, wrongful disposition means that our number one kind of exposure as owners is that we do an auction, because in many states we have to, and we get sued for doing that auction or not doing it correctly. Now, this may be one rider or it may be two, depending on the carrier, but you want to make sure that, one, you're covered if you're sued against wrongful disposition or doing an auction incorrectly, and, two, if you did do it incorrectly, that you are covered. Sometimes that's a separate rider, but this is a litigious society and people hire lawyers. And whether you win in court or not, if you don't have this particular rider, your insurance rates could really go up. Two, environmental rider. I've always had an environmental rider, and it's usually like $25,000 per event or per cleanup. And what this does is it protects me as an owner and protects the insurance companies that if somebody leaves, I've used it once or twice in a couple decades of being in the storage business, but if somebody leaves something in the unit that needs to be cleaned up by specialists, you've got a rider that will fund that up to $25,000 per unit. If somebody puts in 55-gallon cans of glowing goo and then defaults and you got to dispose of that, that covers that. One time we had a bunch of televisions, floor to ceiling, big screen, not flat screen, old type computer screens and television screens that we couldn't just dump in a dumpster, and we had to get that taken care of through that rider. Have an environmental rider. And the third, which I do and don't do, just depending on, but it's really become an issue, is cyber insurance. If your facility's hacked into, you expose your customer base to being hacked into, and credit, even though these are encrypted software systems we have that store credit card numbers, if you get hacked, it's an event, and there's certain things you got to do, and you got to monitor customer credit scores for a certain time period. It's now a must-have rider if you're a serious owner in the self-storage industry. Probably for the exposure compared to the cost, this is one of the better insurance costs you'll ever have. Those are just some of the tips we got on how to reduce and make sure you are insured correctly in 2026 in the upcoming years. Again, nothing has gone up faster in the past few years than our insurance expense, and I'm trying to create every dial and lever possible that I can turn that will keep this cost either down or not increasing as fast as it has been in the past. Hope this has helped. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is the financial analysis tool that we use almost every day to help us analyze self-storage projects. You can find out more about this at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Click the Storage World Analyzer tab. Thank you very much, and I look forward to being with you next week.